Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss Anglo-Norman literature. Now before we discuss Anglo-Norman literature, let's do a small recap. Before Anglo-Norman literature came the Anglo-Saxon literature. And broadly speaking, what is the timeline that we should keep in mind when we study Anglo-Saxon literature? The time period from 500 CE to the Norman conquest, which happened in 1066 CE, 1066 CE, okay? Broadly, ye timeline hai for Anglo-Saxon literature. Now, in the year 1066 CE, the Norman invasion takes place, okay? So, from here begins the Anglo-Norman phase of English literature, okay? And it will continue till the beginning of the era of Chaucer, or the Chaucerian age. Now, let me also point out one thing, that this division in English literature is done more for the purpose of convenience, okay? Because if we have small eras, we can do some generalizations about literature. What were the major trends in literature? What were the common themes that we could see in literature written by different people? Okay, so it just helps to do some generalization. Now, before beginning Anglo-Norman literature, we should keep in mind that just as we had four dialects in Anglo-Saxon times or Old English times, in the Middle English period, which generally corresponds with the Anglo-Norman times, okay, there are three dialects of English, okay, and one of these dialects ultimately becomes the modern English that we will speak later on, or which we speak today, okay. So exam mein ye bhi sawal aa sakta hai, that which dialect ultimately became modern English. So I'll tell you about this in a minute. Now usse pehle main aapko bata dun the three important dialects in Middle English. First was Kentish, ठीक है, Kentish कहते थे, और Southern, ठीक है, then Midland dialect, ठीक है, Midland, उसके बाद Northern, and what is the time frame that is generally classified as Middle English period? See, अगर Middle English की बात करें, then it starts with 1100 till 1500, ठीक है. Now, don't get confused when I say Anglo-Norman times and Middle English and Old English times, ठीक है. Now, just keep this in mind that there are multiple ways of dividing literature for the purpose of drawing some generalizations, for the purpose of seeing some correlations, interrelations, theek hai? So there are two ways. One is we draw some distinctions based on the era or the person after whom some era is named after. For example, Elizabethan era or Jacobian era, theek hai? The other option is Old English, Middle English and Modern English. That is a very broad classification. But hum log dono saath mein samjhenge, because it will just make you understand what was the difference between Old English and Middle English and how Anglo-Norman literature is slightly different from Anglo-Saxon literature. Okay? After that, we should remember one more fact regarding the Battle of Hastings. Okay? The Battle of Hastings took place in the year 1066 or 1066 CE. Okay? This is the time when the ruler of France, okay, from Normandy, called William, he conquered England. इसी को कहते हैं Norman Conquest, because he came from a place called Normandy. It is a place in France. ठीक है. Now आपसे ये भी पूछ सकते हैं that what were the three dialects in Middle English. ठीक है, so आपको याद होना चाहिए. Now after this you should know what was the impact of the Norman invasion on language in general. Now first was that of vocabulary, the second was of pronunciation. ठीक है. After the Norman invasion, more and more French words got added to the English language. Pehla to ye impact hai. Second, as I told you, of pronunciation. So with respect to pronunciation, what happened was the Anglo-Saxon speech, which was earlier, simplified itself by dropping most of its inflections, or to be more precise, teutonic inflections. ठीक है, teutonic बोलते हैं इसे. T-E-U-T-O-N-I-C, teutonic inflections. And a critic says that the three chief effects of the conquest, matlab the Norman conquest, were first the bringing of principles, many of the principles of Roman civilization to England. Pehla to ye impact tha. Second, the growth of nationality, or let's say a strong centralized government instead of the earlier union of different tribes. Okay, now it was more of a centralized government. A third impact kya tha? The new language and literature, which is also later on reflected in the literature of Chaucer. Okay? So this is what a major critic says about the impact of the Norman conquest on England. Now with respect to literature, okay? The first and most important literary work that you should be aware of is the work by Geoffrey of Monmouth. Okay? M-O-N-M-O-U-T-H. Geoffrey of Monmouth. Okay? Now he wrote a very important work called History of the Kings of Britain. Okay? History of the Kings of Britain. ये टाइटल है. Now Geoffrey claims that this is based on some very old book in British tongue. ठीक है, but ऐसा नहीं है. Later on historians have found that it was more of a fictional account or fictional history of earlier times. ठीक है, but why this is important is because many of the later writers, they are influenced or inspired by many of the stories that they read in the work of Geoffrey of Monmouth. Okay, which is the history of the kings of Britain. That is why it is important. And this book contains the native Celtic legends of King Arthur. Okay, King Arthur is a very legendary figure in old and middle English literature, English literature. Now the second important work is Layamon's Brut. ठीक है, लेयमन्स ब्रूट, बी आर यू टी, ब्रूट. नाउ हु वाज लेयमन? लेयमन वाज अ मिडल इंग्लिश पोएट एंड एज आई सेड ही वाज द ऑथर ऑफ द रोमांस क्रॉनिकल द ब्रूट. ठीक है, बी आर यू टी, ब्रूट. एंड दिस वाज ब्रॉडली पब्लिश्ड इन द ईयर 1200 सीई. और एक किस चीज के बारे में है? नाउ इट रिलेट्स टू द मैटर्स ऑफ ब्रिटेन, लेट्स से द लेजेंड्स ऑफ किंग आर्थर एंड द नाइट्स ऑफ द राउंड टेबल. इसके बारे में ही है बहुत सारा. आफ्टर दैट द नेक्स्ट इंपॉर्टेंट राइटर इज वेस, W-A-C-E, Wace. Now, Wace was an Anglo-Norman author of two important verses, verse chronicles. First is Roman de Brut and the second is Roman de Ro. Roman de Brut ki spelling hai R-O-M-A-N, Roman, D-E and then B-R-U-T, Brut. This was published in the year 1155. Theek hai, 1155 mein ye publish hua tha. Uske baad hai Roman de Ro, Roman D and then R-O-U, Ro. ठीक है, एंड दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड लेटर ऑन. ठीक है, लेटर देन रोमन डी ब्रूट. एंड ब्रॉडली इट इज सेड दैट इट वॉज पब्लिश बिटवीन 1160 to 74. यहीं कहीं इन्हीं सब टाइम्स में ये पब्लिश हुआ था. एंड व्हाट इज द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ द नेम्स? नाउ रोमन डी ब्रूट इज नेम्ड आफ्टर द फाउंडर ऑफ ब्रिटेन और ग्रेट ब्रिटेन एंड रोमन डी रो इज नेम्ड आफ्टर द फाउंडर ऑफ द नॉर्मन्स. ठीक है, बिकॉज दिस ऑथर वॉज हिमसेल्फ अ एंग्लो नॉर्मन. ठीक है, एंड वन मोर लिटरी एस्पेक्ट यू शुड नो इज दैट दीज वर्क्स आर रिटन इन ऑक्टा सिलेबिक वर्स. सो आपसे पूछ सकते हैं एग्जाम में व्हाट इज ऑक्टा सिलेबिक वर्स. एंड रोमन डी ब्रूट, ठीक है, रोमन डी ब्रूट वॉज अ काइंड ऑफ पैराफ्रेज ऑफ दैट वर्क ऑफ जेफरी ऑफ मॉनमाउथ. ठीक है, जिसको अभी मैंने डिस्कस किया था. दिस इज जस्ट अ पैराफ्रेज ऑफ दैट एंड इट ट्रेसेज द हिस्ट्री ऑफ ब्रिटेन फ्रॉम इट्स फाउंडिंग बाय द लेजेंडरी ब्रूटस. ठीक है, हु वॉज हिमसेल्फ अ ट्रॉजन. ठीक है, जो आपने ट्रॉजन वॉर के बारे में अपने फिल्म भी देखी होगी या पढ़ा होगा. सो ब्रूटस वॉज अ ट्रॉजन. एंड रोमन डी रो इज अबाउट, एज आई सेड, द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द नॉर्मन्स. ठीक है, द फाउंडिंग ऑफ द नॉर्मन्स एंड देन हिस्ट्री ऑफ द नॉर्मन ड्यूक्स एंड द किंग्स. एंड इट इज ऑल्सो रिटन इन ऑक्टा सिलेबिक कपलेट्स. ठीक है, नाउ द नेक्स्ट इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क यू शुड नो अबाउट इज ऑर्मुलम. ठीक है, ओ आर एम यू एल यू एम, ऑर्मुलम, बाय द पर्सन कॉल्ड ऑर्म, ओ आर एम. ऑर्म जो है वो राइटर का नाम है. सो व्हाट इज दिस ऑर्मुलम अबाउट? ब्रॉडली स्पीकिंग इट इज अ बुक ऑफ मेट्रिकल होमिलीज ऑन द गॉस्पेल्स. मतलब ये कि सी व्हाट यू अंडरस्टैंड बाय होमिली? एच ओ एम आई एल वाई. होमिली का मतलब होता है अ काइंड ऑफ कॉमेंट्री व्हिच फॉलोज द रीडिंग ऑफ अ स्क्रिप्चर. सपोज आई एम रीडिंग अ रिलीजियस बुक. After I have completed reading the religious book or a chapter or paragraph, then I offer a commentary. So that is a example of a homily. So in this book, Ormulam, it contains metrical homilies. ठीक है, एंड दिस वर्क इज ऑल्सो डेटेड इन दी अर्ली मिडल इंग्लिश पीरियड. ठीक है, मतलब ये कि एंग्लो नॉर्मन पीरियड का ही है ये. नाउ आफ्टर दैट द नेक्स्ट इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क दैट यू शुड बी अवेयर ऑफ इज एंकरन रूल. ठीक है, ए एन सी आर ई एन ई, एंकरन रूल, आर आई डब्ल्यू एल ई, रूल. ठीक है, नाउ कीप इन माइंड दैट द स्पेलिंग्स आर वेरी डिफरेंट. ठीक है, सिंस दिस इज अ वर्क रिटन इन मिडल इंग्लिश, द स्पेलिंग ऑफ एनीथिंग विल बी डिफरेंट. ठीक है, और अगर मॉडर्न इंग्लिश में हम इसे ट्रांसलेट करें, इट विल बी रूल फॉर एंकरेसेस. ठीक है, बट द टाइटल इज एंकरन रूल. नाउ दिस इज ऑल्सो अ अनोनिमस वर्क. मतलब ये कि हु द ऑथर वॉज, इट इज नॉट नोन. सो व्हाट इज दिस वर्क एंकरन रूल अबाउट? सी ब्रॉडली स्पीकिंग दिस इज अ बुक ऑफ एडवाइस रिटन फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ वुमेन. ठीक है, स्पेशली हाउ टू लिव एंड हाउ अ मॉरली करेक्ट लाइफ शुड बी ओरिएंटेड एंड द टारगेट ऑडियंस इज the nuns in general and women in general. ठीक है, so a kind of guidance for women. Now उसके बाद the next important work that you should be aware of is the book Handling Sin by Robert Manning. ठीक है, Robert Manning's Handling Sin. Now what is this Handling Sin about? Now this is broadly about the Ten Commandments which you find in Judaism as well as Christianity. ठीक है, Ten Commandments and also the Seven Deadly Sins. ठीक है, उनके ऊपर है ये, उसके बारे में है ये. And it is also said that it is in the form of a confessional manual, ठीक है, a kind of confessional manual. And Robert Manning has written one more book called Story of England, ठीक है, Story of England. Now this is also important, but one thing you should keep in mind is that the Story of England is not based on history, ठीक है, it is more of fictional in nature. So from the fiction point of view, or let's say historical point of view, it is not that worth. But yes, from the point of view of fiction, it is useful. और इस किताब की जो मैंने बात की, Handling Sin. As I said, it's about 10 commandments and a kind of confessional manual. So you'll find many exhortations, instructions and didactic commentary. Matlab, it is intended to teach something, teach some moral lessons. And Robert Manning aimed to provide a handbook intended to stimulate careful self-examination as preparation for confession, because you know there is the provision for confession in Christianity. So uske upar hai ye. So if you are aware of some elements of Christianity, you can appreciate this work. You will be able to understand. Now uske baad ek aur work hai bahut hi famous. It's called The Owl and the Nightingale. Now this is also a anonymous poem. The author is not known. So what is this work about? See, as the name or the title indicates, Owl and the Nightingale, there are two birds and these birds discuss on a range of issues. Okay, what are those issues? They discuss hygienic habits, then looks or appearance, then songs about marriage, proper modes of worship, okay? Prognostication. Now what is prognostication? See, this means the act of predicting the future or prophesizing about the future or future events. Okay, so all of these issues and topics are discussed by these two birds. One is a owl and the second is a nightingale. And all of this is overheard by a narrator. Matlab ek narrator hai jo ki inki baaton ko sun raha hai. So as a quick recap, what are the important works that I discussed? First was Leamens Brut. Uske baad Orm, who has written Ormulam. ठीक है, उसके बाद मैंने डिस्कस किया आउल एंड द नाइटिंगेल, देन रॉबर्ट मैनिंग्स हैंडलिंग सिन, ये काफी इंपॉर्टेंट है, एंड देन एंकरिन रूल. समटाइम्स दिस बुक एंकरिन रूल इज आल्सो कॉल्ड एंकरिन वाइज, ठीक है.